It had been a rough year for the flu. Yeah, it was nasty, and it was dangerous. Early in the season, my doctor had told me he was already concerned about how high the death toll was in our state. And then a friend texted me and said, "It's time for me to descend into the nightly coughing abyss." She had the flu. Now, we had had some family members spend some time in that abyss, so we knew what they were talking about. One thing that was unusual that year was the number of younger people who were dying from the flu. One reason, they said, could be that only about 30% of those in the 25 to 50 age group got a flu shot. And I know that vaccinations can be controversial, but I can speak for me, and besides, it's an example. Go with the illustration. But the theory of a flu shot or vaccination is give you a small dose of the disease to immunize you against a big dose of it. I used to tell my kids, the good soldiers will come out and fight the bad soldiers in your blood. I got to thinking as I rolled up my sleeve for my shot. For me, immunizing, I guess, is a good thing when it comes to germs. But listen, when it comes to Jesus, ooh, it's a bad thing. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the high price of spiritual immunity. There are some troubling verses in the Bible because they suggest that a lot of church folks may be in serious danger of dying from spiritual immunity. They've been inoculated with a mild dose of the gospel, just enough to immunize them against really knowing Jesus, just enough to sit there when the need to trust Jesus is being preached and to think, hey, I'm okay. I sure hope the folks who need this are listening. Could this be you? Our word for today from the Word of God, Matthew 7, verses 21 and 22. Now, I personally find Jesus' words here to be some of the most disturbing things he ever said. Listen, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, okay, they got the language, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Really? Verse 22, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? And then these chilling words, I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Whew. All that Christianity, and they missed Christ. It's just so easy to know the words and think you know the Lord, to have Jesus in your head, but not in your heart, to mistake agreeing with Jesus for commitment to Jesus. You say, always made me married to my wife, wasn't agreeing with her. It was that moment when I committed my life to her. What's the same with Jesus? So like a ball player hitting a home run but failing to touch first base, you'll be out at home. You played a good game, but you missed first base. You missed walking up to that cross where Jesus paid for your sins and saying, for me, Jesus, this was for me. And then consciously giving yourself to the one who gave his life for you. So the Bible solemnly warns us church folks in 2 Corinthians 13:5 to, quote, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test? Apparently, you can be into Jesus, but not have Jesus in you. But the good news is he's still knocking. That's the tug you feel in your heart. You've not hardened your heart to the point yet that you can't hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, this is for you, church person, religious person, know the verses, give to all the right offerings, but you don't know Jesus. This is your day to move him 18 inches from your head to your heart. That 18 inches is the difference between heaven and hell. Tell him today, Jesus, I'm yours. Finally, I'm going to get this settled. I'm yours. And I think a visit to our website might help you get this nailed down. It's anewstory.com, anewstory.com, and be sure you belong to him. The Bible says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Let this be the day that you will always know you got it done. Get this settled today, once and for all.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.